Aircheckdownloads.com. Get involved with your breakfast show.
01772 900 999.
Say good morning
to magic.
I love that one. That's Cher, Gypsies, Tramps and Thieves on Lancashire's Magic 999. 7:15 it is. I am compiling the definitive list of the best horror movies of all time. So I've got a little something to pick from when I want to choose my video when I'm staying in on Friday night. Amanda rang me up. She didn't want to go on air, but she said, Roy, I love the old black and white movies, mate, the horror movies from years gone by. And the fact that they're in black and white adds to the effect. Would you agree with that, Simon?
I would indeed, yes. I like the old Dracula films of Christopher Lee.
Oh, man.
Yeah. Oh, yes. But I like horror films, but not too much blood and gore. I can give you one or two. First of all, there's one called From Dusk Till Dawn. I like it. It's a horror film. There's Tarantino in it and George Clooney.
I've seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic. What about all the Amityville horrors? I mean, they were true.
Yeah, actually, some time back, I actually interviewed the guy that was involved in Amityville Horror. You know, the real thing. I'm not talking about the movie, yeah? Spooky stuff, and I've seen a few spooky things in my time. But yeah, Amityville Horror's definitely there. What about The Exorcist, mate? My favourite horror film of all time.
I quite agree. In fact, you won't believe this. I saw it for the first time last week, and I was sat here on the edge of my seat, and I could not move.
I'll let you into a secret, Simon. It was one of the first X-rated, back in the days when they were called X-rated movies. I confess when I managed to sneak in. I put a painted on moustache on, right? I kid you not, mate. I managed to get past the old tiller to get in there and what have you, and I watched it, and I never slept for a fortnight.
Yeah. What about the Texas Chainsaw Massacre?
No, I don't like that. No, are you talking about the original one or the new one?
No, the original one.
Yeah, the original one. The original one or the new one. Didn't do it for me, Simon. Didn't like him.
I have one more, which I have on DVD, and I'll send it to you with pleasure. It's called Demon House.
Right.
As all you ever see, it's about a group of kids, and it's Halloween, and they go to this old derelict, disused flipping place where they used to do post-mortems, and things go wrong. It's full of demons, and it's a right good film. In the end, there's only one of them left. It's a right good film.
That's usually what happens, isn't it? There's always one left.
But as I said, if you want to see it, Roy, I will personally send it to you with pleasure.
That's very nice of you, mate. I'll take you up on that offer. Thanks for that, Simon.
Okay, cheers, bye.
Yeah, if you've got any suggestions as to what you believe the best horror film of all time was, then do get on the phone. Let me know as soon as you possibly can. 01772 900 999, or send us a text, start your message with Roy and send it to 63103. That's the Four Seasons and Sherry on Lancashire's Magic 999. 7:20 it is, and in half an hour of this hour we are talking about horror films. I'm going to watch one on Friday night and I don't know which one to pick. Get down the video shop and pick one. What's it going to be? Got any suggestions as to what you believe the scariest movie of all time was? 01772 900 999, or send me a text. It's start your message with Roy, send it to 63103, or you can drop us an email, roy@magic999.co.uk. We're going to read out some more of your suggestions real soon.
The Magic 999 Breakfast Show with Roy Basnett. Supporting Magic 999's charity, Cash for Kids. A hand for local children.
Yes, madam.
Hello, I'm interested in the fox.
Get involved with your breakfast show.
Text Roy, followed by your message, to 63103. And say good morning
to Magic.
Say good morning
to Magic.
Waking up the Red Rose County. The Magic 999 Breakfast Show with Roy Basnett.
Yeah, that's the Foundations, some Baby Now That I've Found You on Lancashire's Magic 999. And before that, Marvin Gaye, Abraham, Martin and John. It's just coming up to 7:30, got the news headlines on the way. But just to conclude our little thing that we had this morning, I was putting this list of horror movies together, something I could watch on a Friday night when I stay in. I had this one from Dan, who's in Freckleton. He said, best horror movie for me has to be the first Halloween film. As for the Hammer House of Horror movies, not so much scary movies, but very exciting for me as a young lad with all those saucy books and women. You sound like you're a bit saucy yourself, Dan. And also, Stephen in Fleetwood, he called in, he said, There was a lot of scary stuff out in the 1980s. They look a bit naff nowadays, but back in the day, they put the willies up me, the zombie movies, Friday the 13th, and Child Play films. Thank you very much indeed for that. So, hey, I've got a couple of things that I can look at as to what video I'll watch on Friday night when I'm stopping in. Right, on the roads, it's looking okay at the moment. No major incidents to report, but if anything does happen, I'll make sure that you are aware of it. News headlines are coming up on Magic 999, and then in the next half hour of the show, in fact, between now and 8 o'clock, we are going to be speaking with Kirsty Gallagher, TV presenter Kirsty Gallagher, who's going to tell us about research that is pointing at the fact that blokes are not pulling their weight. They're making life hard for the women folk. We're going to be talking about that very soon, but as I say, time now for the news headlines.
Magic headlines. Lancashire could be faced with a hose pipe ban unless there's a lot of rain in the next week. The weather bright today, a bit of drizzle later though, highs of 18. That's the latest. I'm Alex Darby.
Get involved with your breakfast show.
Text Roy followed by your message to 63103 and say good morning
to Magic.
That's Dire Straits and the Sultans of Swing. It's Magic 999. Now then, after years of being told that they don't do enough to help out around the home, British men say they are becoming more responsible for household chores, but it's a statement most wives and girlfriends strongly disagree with. Now, I feel as though I pull my weight, but perhaps I'm fooling myself. So in order to find out more, I'm going to go head-to-head with TV presenter Kirsty Gallagher.
Good morning.
Good morning to you, Kirsty. Now, listen, Kirsty, what's going on here? There's no pleasing you women, is there?
I don't think there is, actually, no. It's a difficult one. I mean, I do agree that men are doing more. And in this modern age where women work, men work, and we've got children, we still go out there and after maternity leave, we go back to work and all the rest of it. I was quite surprised at the high percentage of women saying that they're still responsible for all the household chores.
What are we talking about, the survey? What did the figure point to?
Well, we asked, LG asked 2,000 people independently, and we found in the Northwest 73%, this is a very high percentage, of people say that women are mainly responsible for the household chores.
No. what rubbish. Where's all this coming from?
Well, I have to say that the percentages are quite similar across the UK, so I don't know if anyone's lying here, but no, I think, to be honest with you, I think men do a lot more, but I think women are finding that they maybe are still having to kind of keep the house together and maybe do a little bit more than men are doing. And I know in my household it's difficult because I mean, I'm freelance. I work, obviously. Boyfriend works a lot and a lot more than I do because he's a professional rugby player and he's got his own personal training business. So he's out at the crack of dawn in the morning and he's back late after training. And I do a lot in the house. But, you know, what can you do? And but when he's at home, he's got days off. Don't you worry, he gets lots of jobs. I leave lists for him.
What are the main gripes with the female gender then?
I think sometimes, I mean, I think the old classic that I get sometimes, I'll say, you know, why didn't you do that I asked you to do? And he'll go, well, I always do it wrong. I mean, it's like,
well,
no,
I like that
don't.
Answer.
You just couldn't be bothered to do that, could you? So, is that one that you've used before?
No, but I will now.
I've given you food for thought, haven't I?
No, now, listen, what I've got to ask you, though, Kirsty, and I know time's short on this, we hear a lot of this new term, if you like, me time. What exactly is it, and how important is it to women? So the blokes get these jobs done to give the women the me time.
Well, me time is, I have to say, I get no me time really anymore. I mean, but then it's difficult with a new baby. I've just had another baby. I've got a toddler and I'm working. I'm organising my wedding. There's quite a lot going on. Me time, I would say, is just like, I mean, reading a book is a luxury to me. I love reading. I never get time to read a magazine or a book anymore. I barely get time to watch TV at night because, or anything like that, because there's always stuff to do. There's always something to do, but then I have got, as I say, a wedding to organise and things like that.
Well, this is interesting. Is he pulling his weight on that? Is he helping out with the plans?
Yeah, no, he's been really good, but I think the thing with men sometimes is they don't think, I don't mean it horribly, but I don't think you're that proactive always. You're not thinking, you're not thinking forward. You're not forward thinking about, I could do that to make life
easier. Actually, no, I was forward thinking yesterday.
What did you do?
I went to watch the match.
Oh, really?
I planned ahead. I planned to get me mates picked up at midday and picked him up. That's forward planning, isn't it?
You did a great job, didn't you? And you'll be doing that later again, I presume. No, I think that we've got to make life easier. And I think, you know, things just like putting a wash on, you know?
Yeah.
That just doesn't happen without men being told. They just don't do it.
I do actually do that. And you might find, maybe I'm one of the modern breed of men. You might find it hard to believe, but I actually do my own washing and I actually do my own ironing.
Well, I'm very proud of you.
Yeah.
Do you know what? That is brilliant. So you're obviously not one of these high percentage of people that...
I'm not there. I'm a champion of the modern man movement.
Glad to hear it. Very, very glad to hear it. And let's hope that more take a leaf out of your book.
Oh, I don't. Well, we'll have to wait and see anyway. Listen, Kirsty, thank you very much for your time. Are you going to be on the box? Are you going to be on the box again soon?
Very soon. You'll see me in July. Can't really talk about it at the moment, but it's a big football related show on ITV primetime. So, yes.
Oh, yes. Right.
In a couple of weeks. Very exciting.
Keep a lookout for it. Thanks, Kirsty.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's the Shirelles. Will You Still Love Me tomorrow on Lancashire's Magic 999. It's 8:15. You've just been listening to Kirsty Gallagher before. She was talking about this survey that suggests that men aren't pulling their weight. So today, maybe you should listen to what Kirsty had to say and go out and do something. Do the washing, do the ironing, make your missus feel a little bit better. On the way, got some great music coming up from the Detroit Spinners, and that plays next.
The Magic 999 Breakfast Show with Roy Basnett. Supporting Magic 999's charity, Cash for Kids. A helping hand for local children. If you missed last weekend's DLT shows, you missed this.
Peter, I'd rather listen to 2,000 Vuvuzelas than...
Roll Farris.
So you're saying that 2,000 Vuvuzelas is not as annoying as one wobble board?
Exactly.
And you missed this.
Go for it.
Up.
Sorry?
Up. You pee.
I do occasionally.
For more of that, join Dave Lee Travis and Dangerous Dan on the DLT show. Saturday and Sunday mornings from 10. Only on the Magic Gold Weekend. Say good morning
to Magic.
Waking up the Red Rose County. The Magic 999 Breakfast Show with Roy Basnett.
Dance Away the Heartache from Roxy Music, the Detroit Spinners, before that, Working My Way Back to You here on Lancashire's Magic 999. It is The Breakfast Show with me, Roy Bastard, for a Thursday. Quick look at the roads will tell us that there are problems in both directions on the promenade at Blackpool, as usual. It is busy. Please let me know on 01772 90999. OK, news is coming up at 8 o'clock, and then in the next hour of the show, who knows, maybe it could be that fairy tale competition again where you could win a fantastic netbook computer, a Samsung netbook computer. We've teamed up with Sky Broadband to bring you this prize, and it's going to get given away certainly between now and 10 o'clock. Could be in the next hour. And also, we've got some Billy Ocean CDs. They're up for grabs as well. So plenty of reasons why you should be listening. And of course, we play the best music from the 60s, 70s and more. Coming up in the next hour of the show, we have some George McRae, Smokey Robinson is in there, and the Four Tops, and of course some Blondie. The best music you can expect here is always on Magic 999.
The Magic 999 Breakfast Show with Roy Basnett. Supporting Magic 999's charity, Cash for Kids. A helping hand for local children.
Earcheckdownloads.com.